the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azma fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma Brothers and sisters, in the previous program, we started talking about this part of Kumail's supplication. Allahumma azuma sultanuk. O Allah, great is your kingdom. Wa ala makanuk. Lofty is your being. Wa khafiya makruk. O Allah, your contrivance is hidden. For those of you who may not know the meaning of contrivance, we have to mention that it means something like deceitfulness with regards to Almighty Allah's beings, which is used for deceiving others. But applying this word and this meaning to the Almighty Allah is not right, because it is the attribute of the incapable, it is the attribute of the unwise human beings. And as you all, dear listeners, know, incapability and ignorance is not part of the holy essence of the Almighty. His holy essence is holy knowledge. It is holy might, mercy, and generosity. All the beings are in need of him, and he is the one which is needless. He is the absolute cause. So, contrivance with regards to the Almighty Allah means chastisement and punishment. This is what some scholars have mentioned. He would use it for those who deserve it. He would use these chastisements and punishments. And this is what is meant by khafiya makruk. Your contrivance is hidden means the people who are subject to his chastisement and punishment, they have no escape from it. One interesting aspect to be discussed is that his chastisement for those who commit sins arrogantly and ignorantly are in different ways. One way is that it is gradual, in which case as the ignorant sinner increases his wrongdoing, Almighty Allah adds to his blessings so that the servant's ignorance would be enhanced by the increased blessings. He would forget about Almighty Allah. He would forget about from whom these blessings are coming from. As a result, the sinner is about to forget a repentance. And then suddenly chastisement befalls without the sinner's attention, without him being aware, and he will be entangled. And the chastisement will avenge him. In fact, the sinner would face the hidden contrivance in this case.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme, a man who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad? Thank you, Allah,
God, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. That God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In this regard, there is a very interesting tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He alayhi salam says, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا. In fact, sometimes Almighty Allah wills to give His servant blessings and goodness. فَأَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا أَتْبَعَهُ بِنِعْمَةٍ وَيُذَكِّرُهُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. If that servant commits sins, Almighty Allah would give him blessings, and the servant becomes warned and repentant. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ بِعَبْدٍ شَرًّا فَأَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا أَتْبَعْهُ بِنِعْمَةٍ لِيُنْسِيَهُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ وَتَمَادَى بِهَا. Sometimes, on the other hand, he wills evil for a servant. Of course, it means that the servant has started doing evil things, and he is not going to be back. It continues, then he grants blessings to the sinner after his wrongdoing. So the servant gets entertained by the blessings, and hence he becomes more ignorant. He would thus forget repentance, and his sins continue due to the blessings. وَهُوَ قَوْلُهُ. This is what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says. هُوَ قَوْلُهُ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. This is the sense of Almighty Allah saying, we draw them near to destruction by degrees from whence they would not know. In fact, this is one possible meaning of the phrase وَخَفِيَ مَكْرُكُ, and your contrivance is hidden. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be the most close.